This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a welcome aboard on this Football Friday. Jets big game on Sunday at 1. Giants big game also Sunday at 1. We have everything going on today. Everything you could possibly want. Mets just, they don't care about how much money they spend. We'll get to that, of course. We've got Around the League. We've got a Frenzy. We've got Dwayne Brown is going to join us this morning at 7:35. We've got our picks. Well, I guess Rick and Ray have two picks to make today because they made one last night. Oh, goodness. Can you do me a favor, Rick? Take the Eagles this week, please. Take the Eagles this week. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
See, you don't even appreciate my genius.
What's your genius?
Why last night was a must pick for me.
What's your, really, honestly, what is your genius?
I stand by the pick. It was a great pick. What a hatchet job by the Raiders.
Not only did they not cover, which was really out the window with about 3 minutes to go, they lost that game.
Of course, yeah. We all saw the score. Thanks, buddy. Here's the beauty of what I did last night.
You know what? I bet you everyone listening right now at this moment at 5 o'clock, just waking up, getting out of bed, I bet you everyone doesn't know that the Raiders lost.
I bet they do.
Not every single person.
I don't talk down to the people that listen to the show.
I'm not talking down to anyone. I'm talking down to you.
I was getting tweet after tweet about what a mush I am.
You are the biggest mush ever. Ever.
Remember what you said to me yesterday. Remember what you said, because you were mocking me for my 0-6. I've been on a little slump, okay? A little slump, a little slide.
A little slump.
Stop laughing
Joey
for a
Gallo
second.
Can't believe the slump you're in.
Here we go. You know what? That's it. 5:02. You want me to be done for the rest of the day or what?
If you choose to be, you choose to be.
Okay, I'm done. You go. Break it down.
So here's what happened, everybody. Rick and Ray now is starting with his, we forced him into making this Raiders pick.
I'll never let you people peer pressure me again. I mean, unbelievable.
We work with, and now I know I can tend to be a baby at times, but I'm nowhere near the baby that these two guys are. Who pressured you into taking the Raiders?
I was going to leave that game alone. I was going to have nothing to do with it. And you guys in your little, he's going to do it. No, you should do it. And I gave in. I caved. I almost immediately regretted it, and then watching the end of that game, I extremely regretted it, and I made my feelings known.
You sure did. But what's the difference when you're in a pick'em segment with the biggest mush known in the NFL circles? Who cares?
I need him to start picking up some games here.
He's not. Come on.
I tried to show a little bit of support, and look what I get for it.
RJ, I sat back and I just put my feet up and I just laughed all my way to those guys picking that loser game last night.
So Ray walks in this morning and he goes, "That's the last time I picked those losers." And I said, "Do you blame Rick or do you blame the Raiders?" His response, "Yes."
See, now what's happened is Rick and Ray are like Siamese twins, right? They love each other. They're on the same team. That now from the Raiders' gagging collapse last night is going to put a real difference between those two guys being in love with each other now. Now you can tell Rick has quit the show. Raymond is infuriated. RJ, you ready to do the show with me today?
I guess that's the way it's going to be. The one thing, if you want to annoy Ray, is mess with his picks this year, because he has been the beacon, the gold standard, picking almost 2-1 winners. So if you want to annoy Ray in this football season, aside from the Cowboys, you can't mess with the picks.
I'm not messing with his picks, but thing is...
No, not you. I think he feels Rick is somewhat responsible.
It was a good, solid pick, you idiots. Baker Mayfield had been there for 2 days. They were up 16-3 going into the fourth quarter.
Again, this is the Raiders. They've been a disappointment the entire year. And Mr. Dave Rothman, they're the biggest threat to the Jets.
I thought they were.
They're a complete and utter joke.
Yeah, what's worse, me picking that game with only given 6.5 or Dave making that statement? Which is worse?
Oh, yeah, which is worse?
Oh, they're the biggest threat to the Jets.
Watch the Raiders. They're coming. You should see Derek Carr. He throws a spirally football.
Oh, you know what? Why do you ask Dwayne Brown about it today? How is the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? You know what? Someone on the show said to me last week after that interview that you asked the biggest softball questions known to mankind.
I don't think I said known to mankind, but this is what I do. I mean, it's my team. I mean, they know. Comfortable.
You're like the Larry King of interviewers is what you are. It's a soft landing spot.
Oh, God. I'm setting them up for a dumb question.
It looks like he throws. I mean, he's really accurate. It looks like he throws a really catchable ball. Is there a noticeable difference as far as how they throw the football at all?
That's a good one.
I'm glad that we have that. How about the Mr. Quarterback in Cincinnati?
Make some news. You want to guarantee a win or anything against the Patriots this weekend? Yeah, so clearly they couldn't do that. You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh?
I will be rooting so hard for the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend.
Why would you wear a Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Can I give you some money under the table for you to pick the Eagles this week?
I will root. So I'm going to pick the Giants on purpose.
No, don't take the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants.
So you're punting on the picks.
I hope you lose by 1,000.
Oh, I want to dress him up as Little Bo Peep. Can we dress him up with the sheep and everything? RJ, can we dress him up as Little Bo Peep?
You can dress him up as whatever you want, okay?
I can't wait.
I hope the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, all of it.
I hope you get a hernia.
I already have one.
What? Good.
I mean, it's already done. I have one.
Always too far.
Well, what's too far?
He's an animal.
You wish a hernia on a guy. Why would you do that?
But do you hear what he's saying? He hopes the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
It doesn't seem like that's a terrible thing to me.
Well, of course not to you, because he's your guy. All I know is I'm watching that game. Baker Mayfield. They should let him live in the stadium after that picking performance last night.
Lose to Jeff Saturday, lose to Baker Mayfield. Yeah, the Raiders. That's the threat to the Jets in the AFC. That team. Oh, they're the biggest threat to the Jets.
That's a good take, wasn't it? What a take.
You know what? That take, yeah, maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's wrong. You know what? That will go away quickly. The pictures of you dressed up as God knows who will live in infamy.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm already resigned to that.
So you know, so admit it.
I'm not going to admit anything. I took one for the team last night. I like the pick. I like the pick, and worst case scenario is I do mush them, and now your stupid take that they're the biggest threat to the Jets we don't have to worry about.
Probably not, no.
No, probably. We don't.
Probably not. What a loss that was last night for the Raiders, huh?
It's awful. It's gross. I mean, there's no excuse for that. None. Zero. I'll tell you right now, the second that he threw the interception at the end of the first half, I was like, I'm done. They're not going to cover this game.
And you went to bed, right? You didn't. So you woke up to this.
Yeah. Well, I taped the second half, and I'm like, the second he threw that, I looked at my wife, and I go, there's no way we're covering. Zero. What an awful decision that was.
Did your father-in-law have, like, his panel breaking down that game
last
night?
No, he's out. No, he's out.
So you're making these picks all by yourself now?
I'm telling you, I stand by. I like the pick. I stand by it.
That was a good. They lost outright. How could you like the pick?
I still like the pick. It was a good pick. I didn't like the fact that it was 16. I didn't like the 6 because it was 6.5, but I like the pick. I stand by it.
You stand by the pick.
I didn't realize they were going to fall apart completely in the offensively in this in the second half.
You want to hear? You want to hear from Baker Mayfield?
No.
I do.
I don't.
Here is Baker Mayfield. Got there like 27 hours ago. Here he is on the win.
I don't know if you can write it any better than that. Obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more stress-free, but it's a pretty damn good story. I'll be honest with you. So it's special.
98
What do you mean a little
yards.
More stress-free?
98 yards.
A little more. So we'd like it to be a little bit more stress-free. You had no right being in the game. The team's decimated. You've been there for 2 days. Oh my God! Try to guess how many first downs the Raiders had in the second half.
Three,
two.
That's not good.
How many passing yards you think?
26.
11.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
You know what? You watched the game Monday night. It was the same game.
Ugh.
Monday night to Thursday, night, it was this. Wasn't it the same score?
It's unbelievable, man.
I mean, it was 16-3 in the fourth quarter. Game was over. They get the late touchdown, whatever. All the other team needs is a first down. I mean, the Raiders had third and a half a yard. They might have the best running back in football. He loses yardage. You get the greatest punt ever down at the two. They have to go 98 yards and right down the field. Whew.
Yeah, but you understand, though, this is why it's so important. Like, especially in the NFL, we talk about this, and it's like, it seems like sometimes it's too much just because, I mean, it's, you know, it's year one with Brian Daboll. But, I mean, you have to be impressed the way this guy coaches and the way his team responds to him, because you see teams like the Raiders who just find ways to screw up games and lose games, like jump off sides on a punt, the stupid taunting penalty, like,
well, how about when they knock the ball out of Baker's hands
as
the clock is running?
After a sack. So it's just dumb. It's
just so dumb.
You know
what I thought? I thought, and this I'm in, RJ, are you enjoying the open to the show today?
I hate them.
I'm getting to the point where I was enjoying it. Now I'm getting nervous.
Why are you getting nervous? What could you possibly be nervous about?
He may quit. This might be the end.
I mean, he quits like once every 4 to 7 days.
As opposed to once every segment from you.
Yeah.
So I think my numbers are much better.
Listen, I go away. The show, we know what happens. The show dies.
Yeah, right. Of course it does.
The life support. You can't carry a show by yourself.
I don't need to carry it. RJ will tee me up. We'll be fine.
He'll tee you up. You want to take the next hour and do that? You want to try that?
No, why you could not see, but now you're trying to actively take a, like, just get a break because the less work for you, the better.
No.
You complain about
I'm
tiny
the
little
cow.
Baby, but this is straight talk reads, baby reads.
I'm the bell cow of the show.
Oh, my God.
I am the workhorse.
No, you're the veal of the show.
The veal of the show.
Baby cows that they don't let walk around and they feed them and they massage them.
Before the cows!
With no muscle.
Yeah, you can say that all you want. My wife last night, you really need to be nicer to Rick. He needs some support.
Thank you,
because
Sherry.
You're not very sympathetic to people that are having issues.
No, you have no empathy at all.
So what do you mean? I said, he always is looking for this help. She's like, well, maybe you should look at that as a cry from him and help him. The baby you.
Listen, that's fine. That's fine. Don't expect anything from me.
I'm not looking for anything.
I got what I wanted. Wasn't covering Vegas lost, they're done. Forget it.
You know what? It's a fair point.
I mushed the right team. Look at their schedule. I mean, they get 5 wins. Look at their schedule moving forward.
You don't have to worry about them anymore. That ended their season last night.
Good. Done with
it. So was it worth it? Was it worth punting on your picks to have the Raiders be done?
No, I wasn't punting on my picks. I liked the pick. But it worked out that now...
Oh, they're the biggest threat to the Jets.
Is that the drop that I can have? We have that, right?
Yeah, that's not live.
The biggest threat to the Jets.
You think I just kept saying it over and over?
I don't know. That's forever, though. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. Keep it.
Raiders got the Patriots at Pittsburgh.
Hang on. I need to digest. You can't just run through the games like this. Oh, Patriots.
He barely started talking.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Can I digest?
Okay, digest. Here's the appetizer. They have the Patriots next.
Where's that game?
That is at home.
Okay.
Then they're at Pittsburgh.
All right.
Then they have San Francisco at home.
That's a tough one.
Okay, then they have the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah. Night-night.
And that's it, those four?
When you take the 13 that they've already played and you add it with the four, you get to the 17.
Right, so when I say you jump all over me. And when Rex Ryan says, that's great. Rex thinks we're at the midway point of the season.
Well, he had his bye week. He's confused. I don't choose to attack guests like you do. I don't want people to come into our home feel uncomfortable.
Because you're soft. Is the DS 4-7, by the way?
No, I have to be. I have no choice. I have to pick up the pieces, just like at dinner. When you act it up and the poor people behind us were glaring and staring.
The poor people behind us. They looked like they were right off the boat. They didn't know what the hell was going on.
God, what boat?
Any boat. They looked like
from
they
Iowa.
Were, they docked for the night. They didn't know. They were not from here. They didn't know what was happening. They walked into this restaurant and you had to pick up their tab, please. You wanted to be the hero. That's what you wanted to be.
No, I...
Oh, of course you did. Of course you did.
It looked like they just got off the... From where? The boat from where?
I don't know. They got off
Jersey?
The boat on the west
from
side.
Jersey?
They walked
what,
into that restaurant. You know what? Give us your finest veals and chickens.
The Staten Island Ferry?
Yeah, like the crews from Cape May. Where are they coming from?
I mean, there's a full seaport on the west side. Cruises leave from there and dock there all the time.
You just jump on the boat and then just jump off for a quick dinner?
Yeah. And welcome aboard.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Probably stopped at the
I'm
a boater. Go see the sights. Go take in a nice restaurant. Little did they realize they'd walk right into the most generous man on the face of the earth, man who needs to be, look at me. I'm picking up the meal for everybody.
Wonder how they'd react if they knew you were continuing to insult them on live radio.
It's amazing.
You know, he was a weirdo anyway.
Oh, no.
Rick also picked up part of our meal when it was your loss. I don't know.
That's
if you ever,
true.
I don't know if you ever thanked him.
No, he didn't.
Why would I thank him?
Why would he? Of course not. Why?
Was I thanked for picking up the tab?
Yes.
You were obligated.
But you lost. But yes, you were thanked.
I was not thanked. I don't think I was.
You definitely were thanked.
Picked up the tab. Not only did I pick up, I picked up the tab for everybody.
Well, you lost.
Extra people. I didn't know. I didn't know Nuno anything. I did it out of the goodness of my heart.
Well, yeah, I guess you could have cut Nuno out and said, "All right, well, this is on you."
I didn't know Rick's father-in-law dinner. Did I buy his dinner? I sure did.
In all fairness, though, it was family style, though. So I mean, it's everyone sharing.
Yeah, if Dave knew how if Dave knew how to work Venmo, he'd be charging people. You've been charging.
No, he'd go with the Alexei Yashin where you go to breakfast and he'd be like, "I'm going to need $8.72, please."
And just like Alexei Yashin, Dave is the last person who needs to worry about that.
Yashin would have everyone pay him for the meal.
And he put it on his card so we get the points, yeah.
Very highly paid, Alexei Yashin.
Very highly paid. Yeah. All right, we got a break. Maybe Rick can do some studying. Do you have your picks yet for today, or are you going to pick them throughout the show?
Oh, I'm going to pick the opposite of what you pick.
And then you're going to fall way behind.
No, you are in my crosshairs. I don't care about the other two. It's you that I want to beat.
That's fun. So, Dave, you have to go first.
No, we're not doing this.
This is fun.
He can't pick what. You know what? Do whatever you want. I don't care. You are so bad at the picks, it doesn't even matter. Whatever
it'll
I
turn.
take the opposite.
Listen, it'll turn. There's so much season left, man. Playoffs.
You have 4 weeks.
Yeah, plus playoffs. We got playoffs.
No, there's no playoffs.
Of course there's playoffs. No, there's always
RJ.
RJ, do we not always do playoffs?
RJ.
Oh, I don't know. We never did this when I was here.
RJ, we established we're not doing playoffs.
I thought it was regular season. That was my understanding.
And it was you that led that charge.
Well, I asked the question. I'm not sure it ever got answered. We do that a lot.
Every time we've done a pick segment, it's always gone through the playoffs.
How are we going to do the playoffs?
What do you mean, how?
How are we going to do the playoffs? You just pick games. What do you mean?
I feel like it's been regular. It was regular season, but I don't know.
No, it was the only way. Dave made the momentous comeback because Canty went 1-9-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was not good. You know what? You want to include the playoffs? It doesn't matter.
But am I right?
That is true. But I thought we had determined that this season was not going to be playoffs. But it's fine. We can incorporate next season. We could borrow from 3 seasons in the future. It doesn't matter. I've never seen anything like it. You've now lost 7 games in a row,
and yet you only have a 3-game lead.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, so if
three,
I go
2-3+,
and you go. Listen, if I go
with,
two
with
and
a game in hand, I have a 3-game lead.
Oh, God,
is that not accurate?
I want
tell me what's wrong
off
about
the
that
show.
Statement.
I want off the show.
Good. Go ahead. I can
Done
carry from
you.
Here on.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
More now than ever, there is no reason the Jets should not make the postseason. No reason at all. New England is lousy. Chargers are not that good. There is no reason the Jets are not a playoff team this year. None.
I've said that, though. I've said, you've asked me. I've said I think that they're a playoff team. But now your defense is too good.
Now you have to get it. I mean, there's not even teams that should get in over you.
Well, no, you put yourself in a good spot. I mean, there's not a lot of good football teams, man. I mean,
no,
Vegas is
really
playing
not.
Good football. They're not good. They find ways to lose. Oh, it's that their fourth game by losing. That's their fourth loss when they've had a lead of 13 or more points.
Correct.
Which is a troll. I'm sitting here watching it now. I mean, it's just.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you sit there and watch it over and over?
Oh, I like to torture myself. Let's jump off sides. Great. Smart. Dummy.
Well, is there one moment from last night that really, like, really sent you?
The interception at the end of the first half.
Where he just, like, blooped it up there?
Yeah. Because he had a chance to step up through the middle, and he waited that one split second, and then he got hit as he threw and just lofts one right into the...
Yeah, that was no good. But yeah, really, great. I mean, look who you're competing with. New England is not a good football team. The advantage they have is they beat you twice, but they're not good. Right? Chargers are not very good. And the Raiders...
Well, plus the Chargers, and the Chargers got Miami, too, this weekend.
Yeah, and you're ahead of them already. Even if you lose, all you have to do is win the games you should win, and you're going to get in if you're the Jets.
You have to beat Detroit at home, and you have to beat Jacksonville.
That's right.
Could
nine get you in?
Could nine get you in?
I think it could.
Well, I mean, you just mentioned the teams. So Cleveland plays this weekend against Cincinnati in Cincinnati.
Wait, you're including Cleveland?
Well, they got five wins. I'm going down to five wins.
Cleveland's not good.
I know, but they have Deshaun Watson back. He looked back, and I'm just saying, I'm giving you from five up.
Chargers
6-6, New England 6-6, and then it's us at 7-5.
You want the Patriots schedule?
Yeah, give me the Patriots schedule.
All right, so they're at the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Which is a coin flip game, right?
Well, they're favored in that game, actually.
By what? By a point and a half, 2 points?
Point and a half, yep. Okay. I'm saying they're favored, yeah.
Okay. At the Raiders. Hosting the Bengals.
Stink.
Hosting the Dolphins and at the Bills. How many wins are going to be on there for them?
Two?
Maybe.
Okay, so that gets them to eight. Yep.
So then you get nine and you're good.
Yep.
And then let me bring up the Chargers schedule.
Chargers play Miami this week at home.
Right, that's a Sunday night game. So are you rooting for Miami this week?
Yes.
Oh. So it's Dolphins this week, Sunday night. Then they host the Titans, which is a tough game for them, at the Colts, which I don't think is a foregone conclusion, hosting the Rams, that's a win, at the Broncos. So do they get to nine?
I have to root for Miami.
You have to root for Miami because Rams, Broncos, Colts end the season are three very winnable games.
Yes, that's right.
So I would sit here and tell you right now your biggest competition. And who has that tiebreaker, the Jets or the Chargers? Do we know?
What does it go to first? Division?
Well, it goes head-to-head first.
Head-to-head
play.
They haven't played.
And then it goes division record.
So right now in division, the Chargers are 2-3 in division.
Or does it go conference record first?
The Jets are 2-2 in conference. Jets 2-2 in division, 5-4 in conference. The Chargers are 4-4 in conference.
And the Jets are 2-2
in division. Well, 2-2 in division, 5-4 in conference.
And the Chargers are 4-4 in conference.
4-4 in conference.
So if the Chargers beat the Colts and the Broncos, but lose to the Titans and the Dolphins, they would be 6-6 in conference.
This is a lot of math for a.
Well, it's important stuff.
26.
You know what? It's important stuff.
Well, you know what else is important, too, is Brandon Nimmo being signed, too. That's also very important.
I understand. I mean, there's a theme to the show.
And what's the theme?
The theme is we're going football now. We're going Jets now. We're going to get to the baseball later. Or we could just, like we have ADD just all over the place at one time.
No, I'm just saying, I would rather not start doing, math this early.
So what time was it good for you for math?
Probably 7:30.
7:30-ish. So we'll have Dwayne Brown on, and we'll get into the math with him.
Well, no, because Dwayne Brown's at 7:35, so I figured you'd give me a couple minutes there. We do some math.
RJ, do you envision we have a lot of time between the break and Dwayne Brown to do the math?
Yeah, a lot of math time built in.
RJ, do you enjoy the math? You want to partake?
Not so much.
Okay.
You don't think this is an important piece to the puzzle right now?
The math is always important. I don't know how interesting the people find the math.
All right, what do you find interesting, RJ? No, really, what do you find interesting?
Aaron Boone.
Oh, of course.
Why are you lashing out? What did I do? I'm just here.
You're just here. You're in the crosshairs. You're in the crossfire.
For what reason?
I don't know, because Rick's in a bad mood because he can't pick a game. He can't pick a winner.
I actually won because the Raiders lost. I stand by that.
Stop it. Then why are you upset?
I'm not upset. It was a no-lose. It was because it was a good pick, and I stand by the pick, and they stink, and I hate them.
If you had any real respect for the game of life, you would take the Bills this weekend.
And just mush them, too? I'll take the Bills. Maybe I'll take the Bills and the Giants, mush both.
Don't you touch the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants.
No, you know what? You're not allowed to take the Giants. No, you can't do that. You're not allowed.
I have no choice. I have no choice. Like, what do you want me to tell you? I have no choice. I have
You're really going to take the Giants, aren't you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you get for being nasty.
It doesn't matter who you take. You are so bad at this. It doesn't matter who you take.
I'm just telling you right now. At some point, the worm is going to turn here, and you're going to go on a serious losing streak.
It doesn't matter.
And I won't mock you because I'll just wait. And then when we get to dress you up in whatever we choose, probably something Dallas Cowboys related. The joke.
Bo Peep.
I don't care if you dress me up. I've dressed up way worse than Little Bo Peep.
And not had a photo shoot with it, though.
I'm sure there's pictures somewhere.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of a Little Bo Peep picture at all.
What scares him? What scares him? Dress him up as a dolphin. That would terrify him.
No, why would I? If I was the dolphin, that doesn't terrify me at all. Then I have a fighting chance.
All right, so Jets are going to get in. Giants, we don't know, right? Is that how we look at it right now?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
right? Brass tacks. Jets are going to get in. Jets don't get in. I tell you right now, Jets don't get in. You'd be incredibly disappointed.
I would be. Well, that's why they made this move. Yeah, to go with Mike White was to make the playoffs. So yes, I would be incredibly disappointed.
Especially with a couple of softer landing spots on their schedule.
Yeah, you have a couple of real opportunities. I know Detroit's playing good football, and we'll see what happens this weekend against Minnesota. They're favored in that game, which is crazy to think because Minnesota's 10-2. But, yeah, I mean, you have Detroit at home, you have Jacksonville at home, and then we'll see what Seattle looks like. I know Seattle's a tough place to play, but we'll see what they look like.
It's not a great team, though. There's no reason the Jets couldn't go into Seattle and win that game.
No reason at all, outside of the fact that that's a tough place to play.
It is, and they're not a bad team, but are they a better team than the Jets? I would say probably not.
No, probably not. I mean, I would say that they're kind of similar.
If that game was at MetLife Stadium, you would pick the Jets every day to win.
Of course. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly that. So I think 9's going to get you in. I think you're going to get to 9, and I think last night really hammered home that point for me, the Raiders falling apart on themselves.
Because you loved them.
I did like the Raiders.
They're not a good
team. They're the biggest threat to the Jets.
Oh, my God.
They're not well coached. They make so many stupid mistakes. It's too much.
That's like in their DNA. If you play for the Raiders, you have to make stupid mistakes.
Now, like at a certain point, though, doesn't that have to change? Like at a certain point, like if you get the right coaching staff, doesn't that change?
Well, maybe they just don't have the right coaching staff. Well, they fired the coach that led them to the postseason last year.
Oh, because they wanted the big new shiny toy.
Well, now you got the big new shiny toy, and you're a disaster.
Ben Skowronek. Oh, my God.
What a catch that was. Oh, how about going man coverage?
Oh, my God.
What were there, 15 seconds left? The only way you lose is if they throw it into the end zone and you go man coverage. Whew, that was special. Who was that? Patrick Graham. Oh, great job.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mets make big news last night. You didn't think Nimmo was going to come back, did you?
I had my concerns.
Yep.
I think it went. I mean, the market was hot for Nimmo. I mean, when you look at what was available.
Well, he's a good on-base guy.
Yep.
Right? He's a terrific leadoff batter. He's an excellent defensive center fielder. Of course, the market would be hot for him.
He's turned himself into a pretty good center fielder, yeah.
He really has. He had a really good year for the Mets this past season.
He did. And you can say what you want. I love the fact that it turned into 8 years because they're trying to lower the average annual salary. But, I mean, it was another one of those guys that Steve Cohen and Billy Epler identified as someone that they didn't feel like they could afford to lose. and they weren't going to let, you know, allow money to stand in the way of it. And now you have the top of your order intact, which was, I mean, which was the strength of the team last year.
Right. And then they're like missiles last night too, because I'm celebrating Nimmo returning and I'm telling the screaming to the kids, Nimmo's back, 8 years, 162. And then, like, seconds later, David Robertson signs a 1 year deal for $10 million.
I mean, which is another good, which I like.
I love it. I wanted him last year.
Well, now you got the lefty that you've been looking for with Raley. You got your eighth guy in Robertson, and you got Diaz locked up.
That's right. And you know what the beautiful thing is? And everyone, oh, so much money, and what, they're over $300 million in the luxury tax. Firstly, who cares? Who cares?
Well, it only matters. It only matters if your owner cares. And right now, Steve Cohen does not care.
Well, why would he care?
Steve Cohen's tax bill right now, and this was, I mean, it sounds like they are at the top of the list for Kodai Senga too. His tax bill right now is $65 million.
But he doesn't care.
No, I understand that, because he's trying to win right now, and the national pool and everything else doesn't matter to him right now.
When you look at the Yankees, They look at things and they don't want to go over that threshold. They don't want to. So every penny they spend, you really want to keep an eye on it, because that's money that they won't spend on the other side of it. The Mets, it doesn't matter to him. So, I mean, 340, 360, 380, 450, who cares? If he doesn't care about how much he's paying in luxury tax, what's the difference on how much you spend or how long the length of the contract is?
Well, it depends on how much you value, A, the money, which he has no problem spending. But on top of that is the other... Is the draft, is having your draft pick move down, is having the, you know, international money to spend reduced, like that stuff. I mean, there's also other penalties besides the money, but now he's not looking at that right now because he's focused on winning a championship in this window.
He wants to win. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I look at Steve Cohen and I would think that almost any fan of any team wishes that they had a Steve Cohen as their owner.
Yes, that's right. That's everyone's hope, because, I mean, if you were, because, again, every fan wants to believe that his owner is about one thing and one thing only, and that's winning championships. And whatever it takes, that guy, that man or woman will do. And there aren't a lot of teams like that. I told you yesterday that he's spending more on three players than 10 Major League Baseball teams spent on their entire payrolls last year.
It's amazing.
Scherzer, Verlander, and Lindor is costing him more this season than 10 teams paid their entire teams last year.
So, A, it's great to have that owner. B, to me, that screams something is broken in the game of baseball.
Yes, both are true.
Right?
But it also is a reminder why we were all excited to have Steve Cohen buy this team.
Yes.
Because if there was
something that
he wanted.
Talk about doing a 180 also.
Well, it's something that he wanted. If Steve Cohen owns this team, Zach Wheeler's still on this team, like if there was something that they want, so all those people that said, you know, how come Jacob DeGrom is back? Clearly, Jacob DeGrom was not a player that they wanted. And Jacob DeGrom did not want to be a New York Met. And if you listen to any of his press conference yesterday.
We have some. You want to hear some Jacob DeGrom?
The garbage that he was spewing yesterday.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to be defensive of him. You were annoyed by some of that crap, huh?
Awful. It was awful.
Here, let's take a listen, because I could not agree with you more. Here is Jacob DeGrom. Why did you choose? This is amazing. Why did you choose the Texas Rangers?
Going through the process, you set up meetings with teams, and whenever I found out the Rangers were one of those teams, I was really excited. And then, you know, getting on a call with CY and Boach, you know, hearing the vision of what the Rangers want to do, and ultimately getting to meet Ray and the vision here and bringing a World Series here. That's the goal, winning a World Series, and these guys all had that same vision, and it lined up with what I wanted to do. So they showed a ton of interest right in the start, and the feelings were mutual, and just very happy to be here.
What a load of crap.
The vision to win a championship?
They're almost irrelevant.
They won 68 games last year.
The vision to win a championship. They have a lot of money to spend. I mean, the Mets are so much closer. Yeah, I mean, give me a break. Just why not be honest with us ever?
Yeah, but all he did was regurgitate the Steve Cohen's vision when he bought the team. Like, that's exactly what Steve Cohen said when he bought the team. Was, we want to win now, but we also want to set ourselves up moving forward.
Right.
Come on, man.
You're looking to win a championship, and you deem that the Texas Rangers give you a better opportunity to do that than the Mets?
Of course not.
I mean, come on. How can you say that with a straight face?
It's ridiculous. You can't, because it's ridiculous.
Just be honest. I didn't want to go back to the Mets. It's fine. You gave us the tea leaves every step of the way if you were really looking for them. Every time you had a chance to say you were going to opt out, you made it perfectly known that you wanted out from the Mets.
Dave, they won 68 games. They won less games than the Angels last year. And they got Houston and Seattle in their division. Come on, man.
More DeGrom. How tough was it to leave the Mets?
That's not an easy decision. And, you know, I spent the first 8-plus years of my career with the New York Mets. And, you know, I have to thank them for that. They'll always hold a special place in my heart, my wife's heart, my kids, you know, from ownership to my teammates there, the fans ultimately. You know, they made me feel welcome there. And, you know, they played a big role in my career. So there'll always be a special place in my heart for the New York Mets and their fans. And, you know, it's just, you know, that's the part of the business of baseball, is seeing what CY and, like I said, Boach and Ray were building here was something I wanted to be a part of.
Oh, I can't. I mean, I have no issue with what he says about the Mets.
What exactly are you building, though, besides spending money?
I got to bring up the Rangers roster. You talk.
I just don't. It doesn't make it, like, what Aaron Judge did and how he handled his business he should teach a class on how, him and his agent should teach a class on how to handle free agency, because he did everything perfectly and got exactly what he wanted. And Jacob DeGrom got exactly what he wanted, but I just don't understand how you can sit in front of a microphone like he did yesterday and say some of those things. And in the back of your mind, not think to yourself, like, if I had just shown, and now I don't know all these stuff that happened inside the clubhouse. You're starting to hear some of that stuff. Like, didn't want to pitch. They were trying to get him to throw. You know, he wasn't as close with his teammates. He was kind of pulling away from his teammates. Well, for whatever reason, I just don't, that makes no sense to me. I have such a hard time with that, because you're not going to a team that's better than the one that you left.
No. And you know that the one that you just left would do whatever it takes to try to win.
Whatever it takes to win, and I'm sure if you had behaved properly and then showed Steve Cohen that you wanted to stay, I'm sure they would have found a way to keep you.
You didn't want to be here, but why not just say that? Not that you were so attracted to what Texas had or what Texas has or the future or the present of what they are. Just be honest. I didn't want to stay with the Mets. I didn't love New York. I didn't want to be on the Mets. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't understand why you have to play this whole game. I just brought up the projected starting lineup and pitching rotation for Texas. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Catcher, Jonah Helm.
Okay.
First base, Nathaniel Lowe. Second base, Marcus Semien, good player. Third base, Josh Jung. Shortstop, spent a fortune, a boatload of money on Corey Seager.
Well, left field. They're middle infield, period.
Semien and Seager, tons of money. Left field, Brad Miller. Center field, Leody Taveras. Right field, Adolis Garcia. And then Mitch Garver is your DH. Does that scream look out for us?
No, it doesn't. Not in that division, no.
You want to hear their starting rotation after DeGrom?
Yeah, please.
John Gray.
Okay.
Dane Dunning.
Nice.
Brock Burke.
Okay.
And Glenn Otto.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, that's better. That sounds a lot better than
and their Scherzer. Closer right up there with Edwin Diaz, Joe Barlow.
Yeah, Scherzer, Quintana. Yeah, I mean it's right there. Because he's trying to get he's trying to get the best of both worlds. Is I don't want to offend anyone in New York, because I'm going to be remembered as a New York man.
I think that his legacy takes a hit with this.
Oh, no, decision. Of course, but in the grand scheme of things, and I always tell you this, as an athlete, you always look for your home. Like, where am I going to, like, where is my place? Jacob DeGrom's career, because the best of it will be unless something drastically changes, and all of a sudden he now can stay healthy and gets back to being the best pitcher in baseball consistently, is the best, you know, the best part of his career will be as a Met. Is he going to be remembered as a Texas Ranger or a Met?
Of course not. Okay. Unless something completely unexpected happens. Listen, he might be completely irrelevant. He might be. A, they might be awful. B, you don't know the injury and what's going to happen with him moving forward.
No, you have no idea. But maybe, I mean, was that part of it maybe? Was that there's less pressure?
Which is fine.
Well, but I'm not even saying that, though. I'm not saying, because I don't think the pressure of going out and pitching well and performing well bothers him at all.
Clearly, like, not.
Because he's a stud. He's a stud. But maybe is it the pressure of knowing that he's not going to be able to stay healthy?
is understanding that I probably won't stay healthy, so get as many years as I can.
Sure.
And go to a place that's not going to crush me because I'm not available.
And sports radio in Dallas not going to crush you?
That is the only time he gets questioned at all, and people go after him, is when he goes, you know, he'll throw, and then it's the back of my shoulder, goes in the MRI tube, we don't see anything, and then it's something else. That's the only time people are critical of him. And maybe he's just smart enough to realize, like, he's self-aware to realize, like, hey, I'm breaking down, and I don't want to break down in New York, because I'll get crushed for it.
I'll get crushed there?
Maybe that's it.
But could you imagine that, if he's breaking down, and he has that deal now? I mean, that'll be one of the worst deals you've ever seen.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. It's in Texas now.
No. I'm just saying, like this was a guy that a week ago was one of my all time favorites, and hearing that and the decision, and I'll still root for him because he's an all time Met. But this is a tough pill to swallow. That press conference yesterday was repulsive.
No, it was gross. But that's what makes it so hard for me to understand why you make that decision. Like, you have a legitimate opportunity to put yourself in a spot where, I mean, he was already well on his way to be, I mean, he's a forever Met anyway for me. I love watching him throw this.
No,
I mean,
but he could have been a legend.
Like statue legend.
Yes. Yes.
Number retired, statue, all of it.
100%. But he didn't, listen, and there's nothing
wrong
with
that?
He didn't
but
want
how
it.
Do you, but how do you not want that?
But you can't get into the guy's head. If he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it.
That makes no sense to me. If I told you right
now. And it doesn't make sense to me either. But if it's not what he wants, clearly New York was not the place for him. And I'm not saying it was too big for him. He was unbelievable. But clearly there's something about New York that he did not love.
Yeah, but it's all right there in front of you, though. It's just staring you right in the face. It's like, don't pretend like you really think the Texas Rangers are closer to winning a championship than the Mets, because they're not, because that's a lie. So I haven't won a championship yet, so who gives me the best opportunity to win a championship? The Mets.
But maybe that doesn't matter to him.
How
I
does
understand
that, not
that doesn't make sense to you.
Oh, God.
But Rick, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's so hard for me to imagine that you finally every kid at some point that becomes a professional athlete has had dreams, aspirations, goals, and it starts off as, you know, I want to get to the league, and then once you get to the league and you fail and you establish yourself, then I want to be an all-star, and then I want to do like these all these checklist things that as you go year to year and you realize, wow, like I'm sure like Tage Thompson in Buffalo right now is thinking some of these things, wow, like I'm not only can I play in this league, I'm really good, so now I want to be an all-star, now I want to be a no. Play in the Olympics, and then finally you get to a point where one of your goals is now, because you set yourself up, I could be a Hall of Famer. Like I could have my number retired. I could have a stat. Like all that stuff was just right there for him.
But it didn't matter to him. And I know for you that's such a foreign concept and you can't understand it. How many times have you told me stories about you'd play a game, you guys would have a crushing loss, you don't want to just go eat bad food to make yourself feel miserable, and there are people on the team that it didn't affect them at all?
There's a lot of guys like that.
Exactly. So maybe Jacob DeGrom is one of those guys where he wants to get paid, he wants to be in somewhat anonymity, and winning the whole thing and being a forever Met and having your number retired in a statue, maybe it just doesn't matter to him.
But didn't it seem like he was concerned about his legacy, though?
Well, clearly not.
But didn't he speak about being a Hall of Famer was something that he was thinking about?
Yeah, but I clearly he said things.
So it's secure for him. That's he's in his mind. He'll go to Texas. He'll pitch. He'll pitch well, and he'll be a Hall of Famer. And that's it.
He's not gonna be a Hall of Famer unless he is amazing in Texas. You're not gonna hear a lot about Jacob DeGrom. You're just not.
Which is crazy, because when he's right, he's by far the best pitcher in baseball.
But they're gonna be irrelevant. They're not gonna be good. And unless he's given you, you know, like seven innings of one run ball and two hits and an ERA of one of the, you know, like a 1.3
ERA. Well, that's
ERA
the thing, though. Have you looked at Seager's numbers from last year? Look at Seager's numbers from last year. Did you hear anything about him?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's baseball Siberia. That's where he just went. He went to baseball Siberia. Corey Seager hit .245 with 33 and 83 and 91 runs, which is fine.
It's a pretty good season.
It's fine. I mean, he's irrelevant on Texas. Irrelevant.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's where he wanted to go, and that's where he is.
I believe in their vision. What do you believe in?
Well, Chris Young And his GM has zero experience.
CY.
No experience.
It's CY and Boach. Come on.
Boachy, I could understand a little bit. At least that there's some validity there. But Chris Young?
I don't. The whole thing, man. It is such a foreign concept to me to think that, like, that would be, when given both opportunities,
yeah, that would be the one that you chose. You're right.
Unless he's smart enough to realize that he's just not right.
So he's not gonna be healthy. He's gonna collect a paycheck, and doesn't want to be destroyed in New York.
Yeah, like, or it's like he's not gonna feel that pressure. Like, I mean, it's this story's coming out now that Max was trying to toughen him up because Max is the bulldog that'll just pitch through anything, and Jake's the guy that's like self-assessing always. Well, this is sore, that's sore, and in Texas he'll have none of that pressure.
If he pitches,
they'll love the fact that he's pitching because they're happy to have him. And then if he's in New York and he starts breaking down, and we got to talk about every week about is he going to pitch? Is he back in the MRI tube? He didn't want to deal with that.
Let's go to Lou in Brooklyn. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got to tell you guys, Dave, I'm a little upset. You led me a little bit yesterday, and you got calling Rick rambling Rick. That wasn't my intention there. If Rick decided to ramble, I would be cool with it. But I don't think Rick rambles.
I believe.
Thank you, Lou.
I believe you called him rambling Rick.
I said he likes my rambling.
No. I enjoy. If anybody on the show, on the whole, listen, out of all the Italian Americans in the station, Rick rambles. If he does ramble, it's the best one. You know, there's some other guys that like to ramble on some other shows. That maybe they go on a little ranting. It's not so
like LaGreca, you mean?
Not the best.
Like calling out Don. You're calling out Don.
Hold on. I didn't say any names, guys.
Well, he's the only Italian American that rants.
Listen. You you make your own assumptions. But
I love you,
I'm not going to drop any names.
You're the best.
Listen, I love you guys too.
Tweet that.
Listen, I'm actually happy for you guys with the Mets. I got to be honest. I think Verlander is a better upgrade because of the contract and the experience. I don't want to mess up your Mets talk here. I do want you guys to have your time too, but I just want to say something about what I said yesterday about the Yankees. I know that we're good and we need to get better. I just don't want them to just sign guys just for the sake of signing them. Like, I don't want the Nate Solder or the Kenny Galladay for the Yankees. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know. I don't think anybody wants those guys on their team.
Yeah, but I don't think the Yankees are going to be throwing around money like that. Like, if they're going to go spend that extra money, from everything you keep hearing too, is that Rodon is a legit, like, that's still at the top of their priority list.
Correct.
Which is, when you look, if you added him and you look at their rotation.
I think I disagree with him completely. I think the Yankees are actually fiscally responsible.
I do too. And they're still, if that's a legitimate. If that's something that they're going to do, look at that rotation off they had him.
Would be scary. Tune into SNY TV, home of the Jets, for Jets postgame live immediately following Sunday's game against the Bills. Catch the Jets quote of the game. Then tune into our show from 5 to 8 on Monday morning for your chance to win two tickets to an upcoming Jets game, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN and SNY. As soon as that clock hits zero, Jets postgame live only on SNY. Get your New York sports here. 1-800-919-3776. It's a football Friday, so the Jets and the Giants on the table. What are your arms up for? What's
no, because it's unbelievable. Like, you say it, you criticize it, and then you watch it again, and you still can't believe it.
What, the Raiders?
It's the best receiver that they have. It's Van Jefferson on the outside, and that's the guy we choose to go on?
I know, but rein it in a little bit.
I can't help. I'm off the hinges today. I can't help this.
Rein it in a little
bit. I can't. I'm telling you right now. Buckle up, because I can't.
Really?
Buckle up.
Strap in.
Because
we don't know where we're going?
You don't know.
Oh, I love it. I love when we don't have a charted course for where we're going.
Oh, what are you doing? You're so stupid.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.